Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 19, beginning at verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there's nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. All of Psalm 19. Then looking in the New Testament in 1 John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. In these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. All of 1 John chapter 1. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the opportunity for us to fill our hearts, our minds, and our lives with your precious and powerful word. And thank you, Lord, for the fact that your word is pure light, and your word can bless us tremendously in so many ways, in every way in life, as we simply fill our hearts, our minds, our lives with your word. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of grace that would encourage us to do just that, to fill our lives with your light, the light of your word, and empower us to be faithful hearers and doers of your word. Set us on fire with a passion to read and study your word, to speak your word, to live your word faithfully in every area of our lives. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for your Holy Spirit. Thank you so much how your Spirit comes and gives us wisdom and understanding. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much how you fill our lives with light. Heavenly Father, you come in and you reveal everything that is good to us. You reveal everything that is good for us. You reveal your own goodness, the love in your actions. And Heavenly Father, you reveal how you've made us to be more and more like you. So Heavenly Father, help us to grow deeply in your word and knowledge, understanding, action, and in being present with you. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We continue to remind you and want to let you know once again, we do appreciate all those that email us to get copies of some of the different prayer tools, the different discipleship tools that we share. We're glad to get those to you. And keep in mind, in all my years as a pastor, one of the things I found is that everybody can use help in their prayer life. Absolutely everyone. And so we're glad to share prayer tools that will strengthen and encourage you in your prayer life and in your walk with the Lord. And all the discipleship tools that we share as we share articles from the AFA stand, glad to put them in your hands. And we're encouraging you to use them in your own walk with the Lord, to use them as tools for discipling your family, and to use them as tools to forward and share by way of email with family, friends, co-workers on the job, saved and unsaved individuals. Share them far and wide as the Lord leads you to, because it's a way for you to plant seeds in the lives of other people that can result in salvation or great growth in the life of those that you share them with. So please do email us to get them and share them as the Lord leads you to. Today we're looking at a topic similar to the topic we dealt with yesterday. On yesterday we looked at the topic Ambassadors of the Kingdom of Light. That was yesterday. Today we're looking at the topic Filling Your Life with God and His Light. Again, filling your life with God and His Light. And keep in mind, the Kingdom of Light is the kingdom of God. And we as believers, we're a part of the kingdom of God. We're in the kingdom of God. And as we hear the word of God and follow the word of God, we're building the kingdom of God. Yet sadly, there's a kingdom of darkness as well. And unsaved people, that's where they live, in the kingdom of darkness. And it's important for us as believers to live in the kingdom of light and to represent God well as we're ambassadors and warriors, kingdom warriors from the kingdom of light. I want to share with you an article that we wrote that was on the AFA stand entitled Filling Your Life with God. And it relates very clearly to the topic, the overall topic that we're looking at today. So again, this article is entitled Filling Your Life with God. And please email us, joseph@afr.net, to get a copy of it. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 22, New Living Translation. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Again, Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 22. And then Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Let me read that again. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Life is designed to be full of God. That's a simple yet profound truth. Fill your life with the light of God's word. One powerful reason that we're wise to do this is because God's word is pregnant with life, grace, and peace. In other words, God's word is pregnant with the ability to bless your entire life. In Psalm 119, verse 130, it tells us, the entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Reading that again, Psalm 119, verse 130, the entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. And then Psalm 119, verse 105 tells us, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Amongst other things, the word of God tells us, it means the word light in the word of God, when it refers to God, it means development and blessing. How do we fill our lives with God? Fill your life with the word of God. The word of God is the light of God. Speak only the word of God and words that agree and line up with the word of God. Pray and ask the Lord to help you to do this. In Joshua chapter 1, we're told, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. See Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. What is the Lord telling us when he says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth? In this book, The Lord commanded Joshua and us to continually speak the word of God. In other words, we're to make it a lifestyle of speaking the word of God and thus speak the promises and wisdom of God continually. Great power and wisdom exist in speaking God's word consistently in your life. Speaking the powerful word of God is a mighty way to use the sword of the Spirit. And remember, we use words to pray as well. There are at least 7 ways we can put the word of God to work in our lives very fruitfully every single day. We can read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, obey it, pray it, and meditate on it. God's word heals all the ills of life. And the word of God is Jesus. The word of God itself is Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Wise people will fill their lives with the word of God. We think of words as tools or instruments for communication, and they are tools or instruments of communication, but they're much more than that. Our words are also weapons and power tools to accomplish tasks or things in our lives. Our words have power. When we speak words, they carry power behind them. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, it tells us death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So we're very wise to speak God's word daily and to speak promises from God's word every day as well. Also, praying God's word every day is very fruitful and will bless us in many ways. The habit of reading 3 chapters a day in the word of God is a very wise habit, and it's wise for adults, it's wise for youth, and it's wise for children as well. Also, listening to the word of God in some form of audio Bible or app is very fruitful. One can cover a lot of ground doing this every day. Yet this should supplement your Bible reading, not replace it. Why? Because nothing should replace the reading and meditating on of God's word in your life every single day. When you spend time reading and meditating on the word of God on a daily basis, you're having an appointment with Jesus every day. It's a time for one-on-one time with the Lord Jesus. It is time for sitting at the feet of Jesus. See Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. He's not only sharing truth with you, he's also pouring grace, peace, wisdom, encouragement, joy, and healing into your spirit, your mind, and your body, your entire life all at once. These things happen when you spend time reading and meditating on God's word. The word of God tells us, "The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true. Each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey them. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from hidden faults. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Psalm 19, verses 7 to 14. Again, New Living Translation. Some of the wisest people in the world are people who make it a priority daily to take time to be still and, like Mary, sit at the feet of Jesus as seen here. We can pick up on the other side. Again, the title of that article is Filling Your Life with God, and we'll complete it on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, as today we're looking at the topic, Filling Your Life with God and His Light. We'll be right back.
My heart cries.
music of Covenant Church with My Heart Cries. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Again, I'm Joseph Parker. Thanks for being a part of our listening family. Today, we're looking at the topic, filling your life with God and His light, and sharing specifically from an article from the AFA Stand that we wrote. The article itself is entitled, Filling Your Life with God. Picking up with the article once again. When you spend time reading and meditating on the Word of God, you're having an appointment with Jesus. It's one-on-one time with the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. It's time sitting at the feet of Jesus. See Luke 10, verses 38 to 42. He's not only sharing truth with you, He's also pouring grace, peace, wisdom, encouragement, joy, and healing into your spirit, your mind, and your body, your entire life all at once. These things happen when you spend time reading and meditating on God's Word. Sharing now from Psalm 19. This is Psalm 19, verses 7 to 14. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true, each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey them. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Psalm 19, verses 7 to 14. Some of the wisest people in the world are people who make it a priority daily to take time, to make time, to be still and, like Mary, sit at the feet of Jesus as seen here. Reading now from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me. But the Lord said to her, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There's only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. When you take time, really take time to read and meditate on the Word of God daily, this is one way to, quote unquote, sit at the feet of Jesus. Also, when we spend time both reading the Word of God and praying the Word of God, this too is a way of sitting at the feet of Jesus. God's Word is also His will. Do you want to know the will of God? Read His Word. The Word of God is the will of God in all circumstances. Let's be wise enough to make reading God's Word a priority every day. We are very unwise to say, I can't afford to take the time, or I don't have the time to read and meditate on the Word of God every day. It's more accurate to say, I can't afford not to spend time reading and meditating on God's Word every day. Our time in God's Word is its own reward. Filling your life with the Word of God is one of the wisest things in life anyone can do. Let's make much time for God's Word every day of our lives. Again, the title of that article, Filling Your Life with God. If you'd like to get a copy, again, email us at joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get a copy to you. Again, we're looking overall at the topic of filling your life with God and His light. And Isaac just wanted to ask if you had any thoughts or things that are on your mind that you wanted to add to what we're kind of looking at today.
Absolutely, Pastor Joseph. This is one of my favorite topics, just immersing ourselves in what is good. trying to make sure that we're not being too dramatic, that we're not dwelling too much on what's unproductive, but that we're setting our minds on everything good, because when God speaks, stuff happens. Mm-hmm. And he says some pretty good, amazing things. He calls us to walk more in holiness. He gives us good instruction. Whenever we walk in his light, he reveals more of what is good in our lives while also pushing back the darkness. And that's just such a beautiful thing to me.
It really is. It really is. And, you know, I think of this too, that in Genesis chapter 1, God introduces us to the book of Genesis, but also he uses that same chapter to introduce us to the whole Word of God. And he lets us know, amongst other things, that when he created the world, he didn't stomp his foot, he didn't snap his fingers, he didn't wave his hand, he spoke the universe into existence. And so from the very beginning, God is letting us know his words are very, very powerful and very important to everything. Yet he also tells us in the Word of God, death and life are in the power of the tongue, in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. So we learn early on, too, that our words are very important as well. And so our words can be full of light as we base them on the Word of God, the words we read, the words we speak. Or, sadly, people's words can be full of darkness. And so our goal is to live in such a way that we speak words of light, words that will bless us and bless those around us as well.
It makes me think of Philippians chapter 4. And there's a whole section in here that is just so encouraging. So let me go ahead and start reading Philippians 4 from verse 4. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds everything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you. And there, I think that that's just such a beautiful passage of filling our lives with the light of God, with the goodness of God, with the peace of God, looking through all the history of the Bible and seeing his grace and his mercy, looking at all of his commands and seeing how he calls us to love him and to love our neighbors and how he loves us. It's just such a complete full image.
You know, and thank you for sharing that, Isaac. I think we can't over-exaggerate the goodness of God. The fact is, our minds don't begin to grasp how far his goodness really does grow. But the more we read and meditate in the Word of God, the more God helps us to better understand how good he is, to better understand his light, his grace, his peace. And so, again, I want to remind us of something we shared earlier then, that we do think of words as tools or instruments for communication, and certainly they're that too. But they're also tools or instruments of power, and they're weapons, and they're tools to accomplish tasks or things in our lives. Just like God used words to create the universe, we too are to use our words to bless others, to encourage them, and to create a world that's more full of the light of God, because that's how we bless the world, when we speak words of light, as well as when we encourage people to walk in the light of God's word as well.
It's a really interesting picture looking back again at Genesis and seeing how he speaks everything into existence, and then he gives man a breath. Mm-hmm. The same breath that he used to speak all of creation into being, to speak a limitless universe into being. And then he forms man with his own hands and he gives him an unformed breath. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder how much power and authority was Adam supposed to be walking in? Mm. He placed Adam in charge of that whole garden, that whole creation right there. And he said, this is your realm. You're supposed to reign over it. Mm-hmm. I'm king of everything, and I'm placing you as a mini piece of authority. And I wonder, in all of God's power and all of his authority in speaking and commanding, how much damage do we do whenever we don't speak his words of life? How much damage do we do whenever we don't immerse ourselves with his words of love? Whenever we don't set our minds and say, okay, I don't understand everything. I can't figure out the whole picture, but I know that God says this. God is love. I know that he says this. mercy triumphs over judgment. I know that he says this, Jesus loves me.
Mm-hmm.
And if we set our minds on these, love your neighbor as yourself, I think that that's just a little bit more productive because we can't understand the full love of God. We can't understand the full picture. We'll never be able to, but we have all of eternity to learn more. Mm-hmm. We'll never be able to get the full picture. But how much damage do we do whenever we instead rely on our own understanding, rely on our own thoughts, start coming up with our own words instead of basing them all off of his words?
Mm. Well, you know, I think of this, that a very powerful and simple but a powerful lesson is, of course, when the Lord Jesus came into the world, as he came as our Lord and Savior, came in the flesh, he came, amongst other things, as our greatest role model and our example. And if you ask, well, how much did Jesus speak in line with the Father? He spoke completely in line with the Father. In fact, in his humanness, he never had an independent thought. He only spoke what God said. He did what God told him to do. And that should be a goal for us in our humanness. And though we may not have accomplished that obviously perfectly, but we're to strive to speak consistently what God said, what he thinks, the way he sees things. And so our goal should be words that will build the kingdom of God. And that's lining up with his word and his will and his spirit. I'm going to share another article. This article is entitled Words That Bless, Words That Heal. Again, from the AFA stand that we wrote. Again, the title, Words That Bless, Words That Heal. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Again, Proverbs 18, 21. Then Proverbs 16, 24. Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. Again, Proverbs 16, 24. Then Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Again, Proverbs 15, 1. Words are powerful. The words we speak every day are much more powerful and effective than most of us understand in our humanness. Our words can do things far beyond what we seem to realize. Words can make someone's day, and words can ruin someone's day. Words can lift people up, and words can terribly discourage people. Words can give people hope, and words can help people feel hopeless. As the scripture says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. A saying that used to be popular years ago stated, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. This is possibly one of the biggest lies you will ever hear in your life. Words can hurt to an extreme degree in life, and people use them to hurt others every day in this world. Yet for us as believers, our goal is to use our words every day to bless others and to build God's kingdom. We're to seek to live a lifestyle of speaking words that habitually bless others and point them to Christ. Our words should bless others and promote healing, grace, and encouragement in the lives of those around us. We should habitually lift others up with our words. It is, in fact, relatively easy to bless others and encourage people with our words. If we wisely and very deliberately seek to do so, again, it's not hard to do. What are some words that we can speak as a lifestyle and habitually that can bless others, bless those around us? What are some words that can promote healing, grace, and encouragement? We'll pick up there on the other side. The title of this article from the AFA stand that we wrote, entitled Words That Bless, Words That Heal. To get a copy, email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'll be right back to complete this article and with the broadcast in just a moment.
Sometimes the night was beautiful. Sometimes the sky was so far away. Sometimes it seemed to stoop so close. You could touch it, but your heart would break. Sometimes the morning came too soon. Sometimes the day you'd already done. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. And I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Sometimes I think of Abraham, how one star he saw had been lit for me.
Music of Rich Mullins with Sometimes by Step. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue now as we're sharing from an article entitled Words That Bless, Words That Heal. Picking up then, as the scripture says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it will eat its fruit. Again, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. A saying that used to be popular years ago stated that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. This may possibly be one of the biggest lies you will ever hear. Words can hurt to an extreme degree, and people use them to hurt others every single day. Yet for us as believers, our goal is to use our words every day to bless others and to encourage them. We're to seek to live a lifestyle of speaking words that habitually bless others and point them to Jesus Christ. Our words should bless others and promote healing, grace, and encouragement in the lives of those around us. We should habitually lift others up with our words. It is, in fact, relatively easy to bless others and encourage people with our words if we wisely and deliberately seek to do so every day of our lives. What are some words that we can speak as a lifestyle and habitually can bless others with? What are some words that can promote healing, grace, and encouragement in the lives of others? These are just a few. Thank you. I appreciate you. Please, how can I help you? I'm sorry. Please forgive me. How can I pray for you? What can I do to bless you today? You're awesome. You're a blessing. I believe in you. I believe you can do it. You will do great. Reading God's Word every day can bless you a lot. Reading 3 chapters in the Bible will bless your life. Make time to pray daily. Again, those are just a few words we can speak that can bless others and encourage them and point them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Obviously, some of the greatest healing words in all of life are spoken when we share the gospel and invite others to receive Jesus Christ. In the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 31, we're told, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. So keep in mind, every day that we choose to, we can use words that can bless everyone we come in contact with. We're wise to pray and ask the Lord to help us to do that daily. On the other hand, sadly, negative words can be hurtful, discouraging, and toxic in this world. Some words and phrases we as believers are wise to avoid completely include the following. I don't like you. I don't want to have anything to do with you. I don't have anything to apologize for. I can't stand you. You're not worth anything. Can't you do anything right? You always say or do the wrong thing. And those are just a few of the many, many, many things, words that sometimes people say. They can feel like someone stabbing another person with a knife. Words can be very damaging and very, very hurtful any day of the week. In the book of James, chapter 3, we're told much about the effect of our tongue. Keep in mind, again, God's word is so, so powerful. And it's important for us to listen to his word, be guided by his word, and encouraged by his word every single day. Again, looking in the book of James, chapter 3, listen to these words of insight and wisdom that God is saying to us about the tongue. Starting in verse 1, my brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, He is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles? And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. Every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who've been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. Again, words from the book of James, James chapter 3. We are wise to pray the prayer found in Psalm 141, verse 3, every day of our lives. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. So we're each wise to assess ourselves and our words every single day. We're wise to judge the words we speak in our lives and as a lifestyle. And we're wise to ask, do my words bless and heal and encourage others? Are my words kind? Or do my words hurt, sting, and destroy? Or do I go back and forth and do both? Our clear goal should be to live a lifestyle of blessing others in our world with our words. May we each make it a goal to pray for the Lord to make our tongue a blessing to all those we come in contact with and everywhere we go. Again, the title of that article, Words That Bless, Words That Heal. Father, thank you again for the opportunity for us to fill our lives, our families' lives, and the world with your light. And help us to be mindful, Lord, that a part of the way we do that is by filling our lives with your powerful word, the word of God. And as we take time to speak your word and to live your word and to share your word in a world that seems to be so full of darkness, help us to know that every day is a day to spread the light of your word in a world that needs to hear it. Lord, help us to fill our lives with you and with your word. Help us to fill our families' lives with you and your word. Help us to fill the world with you and your word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. 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 Isaac, anything else that's on your heart that you'd like to share as we're looking at this topic today?
You got me thinking about another passage, Revelation chapter 22, the first paragraph. Mm-hmm. Then the angel showed me a river with the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. It flowed down the center of the main street. On each side of the river grew a tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, with a fresh crop each month. The leaves were used for medicine to heal the nations. And I'm not entirely sure all the levels of the depth about that passage, but I think that we can apply that picture to us and what we say. That whenever we have our life flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, whenever we are drinking from the living water, we will have fruit in every season, and our words will be used for medicine to heal the nations. I really believe that whenever we are rooting ourselves in Jesus, he is the great healer. And whenever that is our source, what would you expect but the same effect, healing?
You know, there's obviously we're just barely scratching the surface as we look at this topic, the topic of filling a life with God and his light. You know, again, scripture says God is light and in him is no darkness at all. You know, again, the word of God is pure light, and it's good for us to be mindful of that. And pure light blesses us. It strengthens us. It pours joy into our life, strength and encouragement. But it blesses the lives of those around us. So we're wise to fill our lives with the word of God. but also to ask God to fill us with His Holy Spirit and empower us to be ready to live a lifestyle of sharing that light with the world around us. Because the fact is, the world is full of so much darkness. Some people, they dwell there. They live in the kingdom of darkness. They get up in the morning in the kingdom of darkness. They live their life through the day in the kingdom of darkness. They go to bed in the kingdom of darkness. Their greatest need is the need for Jesus, who is the light of the world. And so may we, by the power of the Holy Spirit, be committed vessels that are fully available to God for Him to use us to spread His powerful light in the world.
I don't completely understand the one passage that says that if you're born of light, how can there be any darkness in you? We could try to spend time filling our life with the uncertainty of what we don't know. But what I do know is that it is good to be born of light. And what I do know is that Jesus is, He transforms us. Mm-hmm. The Lord is the potter, we are the clay. So what I can fill my life with is with the certainty that He will make all things right. He will provide. He can make me what I need to be for Him. And He can make good things come out of even these broken pieces.
Mm-hmm. You know, and thank you again for sharing that, Isaac. And I think it's helpful to understand this baby's simple truth. But, you know, just like, say, when a person steps into a dark room, the way to get rid of the darkness is you just let the light of God shine in that room. Light chases away darkness. And in the battle between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, all we need do to win is to allow the kingdom of light to enter into that room. And it'll always prevail against the darkness.
Amen.
Amen. Father, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have of being a part of your kingdom, Lord. More and more, Father, draw listeners to you to help them to know, Lord, that your light heals everything in life. Help us to flood our lives with your light and help us to seek to be vessels through which you flood our families, our homes, our communities with your light as well. There's so much darkness out there, people living in sin and darkness and wrong and wicked lifestyles. Yet their greatest need is simply to have Jesus to come into their lives and the Word of God to invade their lives, and they will see the light of God come in and take over. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity for us to be representatives, ambassadors for your kingdom of light, and help us to represent you well by the power of your Spirit everywhere we go. Fill us anew with your Spirit, who is the Spirit of light. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening and you know you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step in your life, would you from your heart pray this prayer? Open your heart and your life to Jesus Christ and ask Him to come in to save you and to bring His light with Him to save you and make your life full of light. If you want to make that step, would you from your heart pray this prayer with us right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to follow you every day. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. Keep in mind, again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new life with Christ. Please be sure and make that step again, joseph@afr.net. Also, if you'd like to get copies of one or all the articles we shared, simply email us, same email, and let us know you'd like to receive them. We'll be glad to get them to you. And please be in touch till you get them. We want to be sure and get them into your hands. Again, joseph@afr.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.